Medford Area Public School District Administrator Pat Sullivan joins us.
She does a curriculum connection every month. She talked about the adoption cycle of our curriculum. We're on a 7-year, every 7 years a curriculum gets updated or you get a new one. So we buy a new science curriculum, and then the following year we maybe go to a math, but again every 7 years. And there's a, you know, there's a very there's a lot of work that goes into that. There's, you know, the staff gets involved. Obviously, they listen to different sales pitches, you know, from different curriculum companies, different textbook, and you know, online and you know, all the technology that's out there now, you know, for each curriculum. And then they make a selection, and they take that to the board for approval. So that is out there on our website if you want to see her presentation on how we go through and select curriculum in the Medford School District.
We've heard discussion about critical race theory. Has that been dealt with here locally?
We simply do not teach that theory at all in the Medford. Mm-hmm. I know you will find some high schools that do that, but again, we don't do it, and that would go through the same process. If we were ever to look at something like that, it would be at the board level eventually to get approved or not. And you know, we are not looking at that at all. Town board meetings, we talked about those about 5 years ago. We started, or the board started, the board said to me that I should attend once a year a town board meeting in our district. So we have 14 different, either, you know, the city of Medford, but then all the different town boards. And I do that, and usually I'll get one or two board members that will go with, and it was just a refresher for some of our newer board members that this is going on, and to encourage them to go with me to these meetings. And you know, we just go to these meetings and we update that town board on what's going on in the district, some of the things that are at the forefront, and an opportunity for them to ask questions. Health insurance. We switched to Aspirus as of last January, and we are going to renew with Aspirus, so that'll be a 9.5% increase for the renewal rate. But they were there last night just to talk about our history since, you know, really only since January. You know, what our utilization rate is, and what went into them arriving at a 9.5% renewal rate. The board, you know, did decide that we will be staying with Aspirus, and this is always a year-to-year thing, so we will renew in January and be with them another year for sure.